Shockwaves have continued to reverberate across the Czech political scene over the unexpected firing of police president Petr Lessi. On Wednesday, the police official was relieved of his duties with unusual speed after he was charged with libel and abuse of public office. The opposition slammed the step as an assault on the independence of the police. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Petr Lessi served as police president for 19 months, but from the get-go, his naming by former Interior Minister Radek Jan saw opposition from other members of the government, then made up of the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs. Prime Minister Petr Nečas himself questioned the selection process that led to Lessi's naming, and the police president over the coming months would clash not only with him, but with Interior Minister Jan Kubice and more recently Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek. The police president told a parliamentary committee this summer that the minister had called him in an apparent intimidation attempt regarding the police investigation into a questionable military deal. Some observers say it was only a matter of time before Lessi was removed, but by law police presidents serve 5 years and can only be recalled from their post if they're suspected and charged with having committed a crime. That happened Wednesday. Mr. Lessi has opted for two well-known lawyers, including Tomáš Sokol, a former interior minister. After learning of the charges, here's what Mr. Lessi said.
I think it will be clearly proven the charges well construed. At this point, after consulting the situation with my lawyers, I can't comment developments further, but I am convinced the legal steps I have taken will be successful.
The police president's firing caught many on the Czech political scene off guard, and reaction was quick. The prime minister, reportedly unaware of the move beforehand, expressed full confidence in his interior minister. But Czech President Václav Klaus, by contrast, expressed major concern, saying the move would destabilize the police forces. And that was precisely what the interior minister insisted he aimed to prevent. Following Wednesday's unprecedented firing, he immediately named Mr. Lessi's successor, former police president deputy Martin Červíček, to fill his predecessor's shoes. The opposition, namely the Social Democrats, furiously criticized Mr. Lessi's removal, citing the speed of his firing as evidence he had become increasingly unacceptable for some members of the ruling coalition, charges that have been categorically denied. The speculation being raised is that investigations into deals were simply too close for comfort for the government. Social Democrat Jeroným Tejc charged that the Interior Minister could have temporarily removed Mr. Lessi from his post rather than resorting to firing, and claimed the Interior Minister had proven to be a most useful tool of the center-right parties like the Civic Democrats, who he claimed could now breathe a little easier regarding corruption cases. Interior Minister Jan Kubice responded to the accusation by putting the burden of proof on the MP. He stressed that if there was a shred of evidence of any wrongdoing on his part in Lessi's removal, he would himself step down immediately.
Jan Wellinger reporting.